until early November. We're joined now by director Charlie Sanders. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, how you going?
We had some technical difficulties there with my eyes. So give us quickly your take on what this play is about.
Okay, where to begin? At the core of it, I think Welcome to the Bright World is a story about a family struggling to find a place in a changing world. That's very broad. The changing world, in more specific, in the case of the play, is 1981 Berlin. Just in the wake of the Red Army faction, the Berlin Wall is up. It's a society in a massive moment of upheaval. And there are two scientists, a guy named Max, a mathematician, and his good mate Sebastian, who is a physicist, and they are searching for the truth quark, which is now in physics parlance had its name changed to the top quark, which is not nearly as poetic or fun. So they're hunting for this quark, and Max somehow gets himself embroiled in the machinations of a state surveillance system. His daughter Rebecca and Sebastian then get themselves embroiled in a kind of radical left-wing revolutionary group. And the play is essentially how the five sort of family members or family members and friends navigate this kind of mad interaction with a hostile and volatile political world, which you can imagine probably some resonances for today already emerging there.
Yeah, so that's a meaty, it's a pretty meaty narrative, as well as some great themes to sort of play with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what sort of drew you personally as a director to this performance?
A number of different things, as always, as you guys would know well with creative projects, it's a combination of theme, story, and personal circumstance. I was in Berlin in 2015 as part of my studies at NIDA, and I took with me, as is my habit, a bunch of books and plays set in the city that I was going to, and one of them was the original 1982 published script of the play, and I read it while I was there, and then a succession of things happened. One was that we started having this kind of rise of kind of right-wing populism around the globe that resonated with the themes of the play. We had this rise of kind of questioning the nature of truth that has come very much to the fore with the Trump administration. And then on a personal level, I found out that a longtime friend and mentor, Terence Crawford, who runs the acting course at the Adelaide College of the Arts, is a State Theatre Company kind of regular leading man. He had played the leading role of Max in a 1984 NIDA student production when he was kind of 22 years old, grossly miscast age-wise, as happens at acting schools. And I just got chatting with Terry and we cooked up this idea that maybe it was time to bring the play back and for him to return to the role as an age-appropriate casting. And it kind of went from there.
Now, the idea of the truth quark is sort of interesting, and as you touched on, now we seem to have been knocking away some of the pillars of truth, and it's getting harder and harder to pin things down, I suppose.
Yeah.
So how does your play kind of tackle that? And does it make a bit of a statement on the nature of truth, or is it kind of elusive as the characters go around searching for it?
It remains pretty elusive, but I think it asks lots of really great questions about how we can know truth. I think one of the big questions of the play is, does truth have a moral character, I suppose? The kind of dialectic between the two central characters, one believes that truth is a series of formulae that we can, you know, come to understand the world but doesn't give us any indication of how to behave.
Mm-hmm.
The other believes that there's a moral character to understanding the truth of the physical universe and likewise the political universe. I'm not quite sure where the play lands on that yet. I think we've got 4 days to figure it out, or maybe to figure out that it doesn't actually give us an answer at all, but hopefully at least opens audiences' minds a bit to the questions and some of the vagaries around the ideas.
Well, it's always good to have art that touches on these difficult questions, and theatre is something that for a very long time has been asking and provoking its audience to, you know, think a bit more carefully about how the world works and how our minds work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the great joys and privileges of working in the theatre and being a, you know, a theatre goer as well, is that you do have the opportunity to come to see a play like Welcome to the Bright World, or be involved in one, in my case, and to mull over some of those, you know, big questions of the nature of the human experience, the nature of, say, truth in this instance. And, you know, we live in such a fast-paced society and kind of clickbait, blah, 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 that sometimes I think it's one of the last bastions that we have left of, you know, being able to spend 2.5 hours experiencing people going through something complicated that might give you a key into how to live in the world.
Speaking with Charles Sanders, director of the new State Theatre Company's play, Welcome to the Bright World. Now, given that this play hasn't really been put on since the 80s, there's not a lot of, you know, expectations maybe for many people going in. What were some of the personal touches that you put on as a director?
One of the things that struck me when I was rereading the play a number of times in sort of 2015, early 2016, was how much has changed technically and scientifically since 1980, and how little has changed kind of socially and morally. And so one of the things we wanted to do was to bring some influence from today just lightly without being anachronistic into the play. So we're utilising audiovisual technology that wouldn't have existed at the time, but that helps to elucidate the science and the political kind of swirling of the play more clearly for audiences. And I think we came to the conclusion pretty early on that we thought it was going to be a 2017 audience, ended up being a 2018 audience, would be very used to seeing AV in theatre, and so we're able to do a lot more of the storytelling that way. And the other thing I wanted to do was to ensure that we reflected the gender balance of the world a little bit more accurately than might have been the consideration in 1982. So I fought very hard, collegially, but fought very hard with Stephen Sewell, the brilliant writer, to have a woman in a high position of power, which ended up being the Minister of the Interior of Germany, a character called Minister Frankel, who was a man in the 1982 draft and is now a kind of Claire Underwood-esque character in the new production. So there's a couple of things there, but we've retained the setting in 1982 because kind of Brechtian style, the resonances are so strong anyway that we didn't feel the need to kind of modernise the setting of the work to make the themes resonate.
Well, this may seem obvious, but why was it so important to you to sort of push for this gender balance, particularly with a powerful character?
I think it's, well, I mean, I looked to the time and I thought, well, you know, Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister of the UK at the time. It wasn't uncommon for there to be women in positions of power in the 80s, although it remains sadly, you know, less common than it should be. But it's also, it's an industrial consideration. We wanted to make sure that there was gender parity in the company, because that's an important philosophical thing for both the State Theatre Company and my company, House of Sand, who are the co-producers. And I think it was not even really a question. It was like, well, we must reflect the world the way that it exists. And, you know, 50% of the population are women, 50% of the people in positions of power should be women.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, Charlie, when do you open the curtain or raise the curtain? That's the right turn of phrase, isn't it?
Raise the curtain. Yeah, open the curtain. Depends which theatre you're in. Our theatre has no curtain, so never. no, but the opening night is next Friday, the 21st of September, and then we run for 2.5 weeks through till October the 6th.
So yeah, that's my birthday, October the 6th.
Oh, well, you can come along on closing night as a birthday present.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone's listening and wants to buy me a birthday present.
Well, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Director Charles Sanders there, speaking about the upcoming performance of Welcome to the Bright World.